Welcome back to The Mountain Life. I'm Lynn Ware Peak. Tim Henney is out today. My next guest is Mary Gwen Valenga-Hentz. She began boxing 8 years ago and began competing immediately. She loved it so much. In navigating the world of boxing as a female, she quickly learned the challenges of the sport and how difficult making her way could be. Well, then she dreamt of creating a supportive boxing environment for anyone and everyone. And eventually, right here in Park City, Rise Boxing Studio was born from that desire. She opened Rise Boxing with her husband, Luke Hentz, as she says, she is the boxing side and her husband is the business side. And she's joining me by phone to tell us why boxing may be, well, your next sport that you love. Mary Gwen, welcome to The Mountain Life.
Thank you for having me, Lynn.
Well, it's great to have you. And I got the flyer in the mail, so your marketing efforts worked. I guess that would be your husband's marketing efforts, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So Rise Boxing Studio, first of all, where are you located?
We are out on Rasmussen Road in the Summit Center near Burt Brothers and Park City Brewery.
Okay. And you opened, what, a couple of months ago?
Yeah, we just passed our two-month mark. We opened May 21st.
Well, congratulations. So you've been involved in boxing for about 8 years, as you say. And what was it that sort of captured your love and your interest in, well, competing, first of all?
The sport in general interested me because it is incredibly challenging. It's super technical. There's a lot of tactical requirements as far as being able to keep your composure while executing what you've learned. And I think taking it to the competition side, just that's the ultimate test of what you put your energy into. And I wanted to see what I was capable of. Ultimately, I think for me, the challenge of being able to execute in the ring was so much harder than on a bag or in the gym that really appealed to me.
So in Rise Boxing Studio, how often are you boxing the bag and how often are you boxing with a partner?
So the majority of our classes are fitness boxing classes, and that is all on the bag. You're not doing any contact and no partner work that involves hitting other people. We do have a competitive class and training for kids and youth, and those classes you do maybe 50% of the time you're paired up with somebody doing controlled sparring or partner drills, working defense, offense. But the majority of our classes, the fitness classes, there's no contact.
So you have been a fitness coach for about 4 years, and you sort of got your certification there, if I'm not mistaken, because of your love of boxing, and you just wanted to be able to get more into training and coaching, and so that's why you went that route.
Yeah, that's right. I had several people ask me to help them with fitness training, but I didn't feel like I had the qualifications. I'd done a lot of my own training and athletic training, but I didn't know about injuries. I didn't know a lot of the things that I felt I needed to make sure that I was training people safely, but I really enjoyed doing it, and so went and got certified and took several classes that kind of helped me feel more confident and know that I would be training people in a safe manner, and started coaching pretty quickly after that.
Nice. So people may know you from AlpenFit and also from Orange Theory Fitness, where you were both of those places before you started Rise.
Correct. Yeah.
So
yeah, and those places were both incredible experiences for me. It was hard for me to move on, and I wouldn't be surprised if I end up back there at some point. So.
Right. Good. So I think maybe it's cliche to say that boxing is sort of a way to, you know, relieve your stress because you're punching, you know, someone else or something else. But I know that it's so much more for the body. What are the biggest benefits of boxing for your body?
It's a full body workout. It's both an anaerobic and an aerobic workout. So you are doing full body conditioning. I think there's a misconception that it's all upper body work. You're getting a lot of core stability and like movement out of the workout. So it is full body, but it's also an anaerobic workout within an aerobic time frame. So you're doing short bursts of energy within 3-minute windows. So people will see cardiovascular improvements as well as physical strength gains.
Okay. What are the caveats, or how do you caution people when they come in and they may have an existing injury?
So, I mean, we can modify any of the body weight movements or conditioning. So we do about 70 to 80% is on a aqua bag. Those bags also help limit injuries. They are filled with water, so the absorption from the punch comes through the water rather than reverberating back through your joints like a traditional heavy bag. But we take care to wrap people's hands well. Pretty much any injury we can work around. I have modifications set up in the gym with bands or various things, depending on, you know, if it's knee stability or whatever it is. But I would say there are very few, maybe shoulder, elbow, if they're really acute, mm-hmm. that would make it so that you couldn't do the workout. But by and large, we can always give you an option that taps into the same muscle groups.
Okay, that's great. Yes, I have a lingering shoulder injury, and every time I see a photo of someone boxing a bag, it hurts my shoulder. So I might not be the greatest candidate, but you could adapt for someone like me.
Yeah, definitely. Yep. And I tell people, let pain be your guide. If you are punching too hard too quickly, that can trigger those kind of injuries, but in general, you know, if it doesn't aggravate it, you're probably okay, and that's true for most things. So, you know, you know your body best, so I encourage people to come in and give it a shot if they're on the fence about whether it will flare up an injury, and ease into it, start slow, and, you know, if you can tell it's firing it up, pull back, and then maybe it isn't the right one for you.
Mm-hmm. So there are ways to improve our bone density, which is something that we think of as we age, and running is one of those. And for some reason, because of the impact, I would imagine that boxing is also one of those. Could you talk about that?
Yeah, exactly. Impact is the best way to improve that bone density. And so we're not only doing impact on the back, but we do a lot of jumping movements. We're using the ring for different exercises as kind of a bench. So throughout class, you're getting all of that. You'll see that a lot of personal trainers are now using boxing in addition for that very reason. So you're working on that throughout the workout as well, yeah.
Mm. So I have talked to a couple people who are really addicted to boxing. And, even if it's just punching the bag, they just love it. So what is it about boxing that really gets people addicted, do you think?
I think you hit it on the head. I think, as cliche as it may be, I think it is an incredible stress reliever. And I think it is very empowering. I think people find a force inside them that they maybe didn't realize they had. It's different than, you know, everybody feels really strong lifting a 200-pound, whatever, deadlift or something that they've worked hard for in the gym. But when you're generating that power without having to lift a weight and feeling how much your body's capable of, I think that really kind of lets you see something that you have that is hard to get out through a lot of traditional training methods.
Mm. So I'm picturing a boxing class, and I've never witnessed one, nor have I ever been in one. I'm just going to have to come out there and see how it goes.
But
I know. I have a feeling I'd like it. But I'm picturing what a class looks like. And, you know, is it like, okay, everybody, for the next, you know, minute, we're going to punch at 80%? Or do you count along with, you know, the people, a one and a two and a, how does it go?
So we start each class out with 5 minutes of a warm-up and a shadow boxing demonstration where we review the punches, and I kind of start out class with more basic punch combinations so that people feel comfortable as it increases its complexity. So, for example, we would start the first round out with just 30 seconds of throwing the jab, the primary punch. Then the next 30 seconds, people would throw a jab cross, and I demonstrate what that combination looks like, give you tips on where the target point on the bag is, where your center of gravity should be, encourage people to stay low. So I'm giving you feedback, but you're working on a specific punch combination, typically for about 30 seconds. So we typically are working 3-minute rounds with 1-minute rest, so you'll cover 6 different combinations through a 3-minute round. And I use the beginning of the round to kind of prepare you for what's coming later on in the round. So it's progressive throughout it.
Okay. Well, if people want to find more information, is it riseboxingstudio.com?
Just riseboxing.com.
Sorry, riseboxing.com. And I would imagine you have punch cards, or you have, is the first lesson free, or how does it work?
Yeah. Yep, exactly. First class is free. We offer punch passes. We have a monthly membership. But anybody's more than welcome to come in and give it a shot and see what they think.
What kind of shoes do you wear?
Regular athletic shoes. I think a lower-soled athletic shoe is better.
Okay.
Not like a high-heel running shoe, but
right.
Any athletic shoe. Normal workout clothes.
You don't want to fall off your high-heeled Hoka running shoes, right?
No, exactly. Exactly. You know the ones. Yep.
I do. Love those. All right. Well, so nice to speak with you, Mary Gwen. Mary Gwen Valenga Hintz is our guest, and she is the owner, along with her husband, Luke, of Rise Boxing in Park City on Rasmussen Road. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day, Lynn.